Christ's representative. Through his ministers, Christ moves visibly upon the earth. Ambassadors for Christ have a solemn and important work, which rests upon some altogether too lightly. While Christ is the minister in the sanctuary above, he is also, through his delegates, the minister of his church on earth. He speaks to the people through chosen men, and carries forward his work through them, as when in the days of his humiliation he moved visibly upon the earth. Although centuries have passed, the lapse of time has not changed his parting promise to his disciples, "Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world." From Christ's ascension to the present day, men ordained of God, deriving their authority from him, have become teachers of the faith. Christ, the true shepherd, superintends his work through the instrumentality of these under-shepherds. Thus the position of those who labor in word and doctrine becomes very important. In Christ's stead they beseech the people to be reconciled to God. Every minister who does not have the love of Jesus in the heart, will reveal the fact, "I feel sorry that poor souls, failing to find relief, appeal to Sister White. I want them to have confidence that the shepherds of the flock will care for the flock of God." Every minister of Christ who does not have the precious love of Jesus in the heart, will reveal the fact. The Lord Jesus has given to every man precious lessons of instruction in his holy word. The Lord Jesus is our pattern. The impress of the image of Christ will be manifest upon the entire character of those who yield themselves to him. Then the mental and physical powers will be renewed day by day, for the true believer is daily eating of the flesh and drinking of the blood of the Son of God. Jesus says, "The flesh profiteth nothing, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." Walk with, talk about, exemplify Christ, to minister, comprehends much more than mere preaching. In order to fulfill this sacred and important work freighted with eternal interests, the minister must be a man of vital piety, or his labors will not be accepted of God. He must be a man who will not have an exalted opinion of himself, or of his own ability, but who will lose a sense of his importance in the exalted view he has of the matchless mercy and love of Jesus Christ. He then has a close walk with God. His life of piety and true holiness, which he carries with him wherever he goes, and which is interwoven in all his works, makes him a successful and efficient worker. He is a co-laborer with Jesus Christ, and is faithful in his appointed work, as Christ was faithful in his work. He will not, in word or action, exalt self, but in private conversation will talk of Christ, he will pray Christ, he will preach Christ. This is the kind of ministry that proves the worker to be called and chosen of God for his sacred work. Rely more on your knowledge of Christ than on your learning from books. In this age, just prior to the second coming of Christ in the clouds of heaven, the Lord calls for men who will be earnest and prepare a people to stand in the great day of the Lord. The men who have spent long terms in the study of books are not revealing in their lives that earnest ministry which is essential for this last time. They do not bear a simple, straightforward testimony. Among ministers and students there is need of the infusion of the Spirit of God. The prayerful, earnest appeals that come from the heart of a whole-souled messenger will create convictions. It will not need the learned men to do this, for they depend more on their learning from books than upon their knowledge of God and Jesus Christ whom he has sent. All who know the only true and living God will know Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, and will preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. Christ-centered pastors have growing churches. I have felt anguish of soul as I have seen the true state of things. There are dishonest men in our churches, there are licentious men. In this large conference, Michigan, there is declension in the place of constant advancement to a higher, holier standard. And there is little of the proper labor done by ministers in the churches, because many do not carry the burden of the souls for whom they labor. The truth has not sanctified their own hearts. Oh, there is need of most earnest, devoted, self-sacrificing labor, the preaching of the truth, preaching Christ, and living Christ. Oh, that all our workers would be laborers together with God, not trifling with time, not trifling with sacred responsibilities, with solemn, sacred truth, the presentation of which is deciding the destiny of souls, but representing Christ in all things, watching for souls as they that must give an account, day by day, hour by hour, living in the channel of light. This is the only course that you can pursue with safety in the churches, and among the people in cities and villages, diffusing the light received from the Son of Righteousness. In order to do this, you must devote much time to prayer. Brethren, be instant in prayer. When in society, when compelled to be among the frivolous, the careless and inconsiderate, you are not to descend to their level and engage in cheap and frivolous talk, but dart up your petitions to heaven, that the God of all grace will keep your souls in the love of Christ. When the workers are thus connected with God, there will be continual growth in every church blessed with this labor in Michigan. Many ministers can talk doctrine, but are ignorant of the lessons of Christ. The minister cannot give to others that which he himself does not possess. If Christ is not abiding in the soul, how can he be presented to others in harmonious words of love? Many are able to talk upon doctrinal points, but they are ignorant of the lessons of Christ. Such men cannot be a blessing either in the pulpit or at the fireside. Genuine love for Christ will lead directly to hearty obedience to all the law of God, while men profess to rejoice in the intercession and grace of Jesus Christ. They should not forget that harmony with Christ cannot be gained while there is a spirit of war in their hearts against his Father's commandments. Love, genuine love to Jesus Christ will lead directly to hearty obedience of all the law of God, and there will be the deepest repentance whenever they break, or teach men by their example to break one of the least of God's commandments. Ministers who soothe the consciences of the people by participating with them in transgression through any cause, are rejoicing in iniquity. And when Christ comes, to judgment, the stoutest hearts, the most confident boasters of religious attainments while breaking the law of God, will faint and fail. Every excuse will then be silenced. Every heart corrupt in its disobedience will be revealed just as it is. There will be recriminations with the companions in pouring contempt upon the law of God, but the heaviest denunciations will come upon the unfaithful minister who professed to be sent of God to show them the way of salvation. Tempter and tempted will suffer condemnation according to their responsibility and the wrong that they have done in leading souls to transgression. Of all the crimes that God will visit, none are in his sight so grievous as those who tempt and encourage others in sin. God would have his ministers ever in all places show themselves decidedly on the Lord's side, loyal and true to his commandments in a rebellious world, thus rebuking the disobedient however difficult or contrary to the natural feelings. Those that honor me, saith God, I will honor. God looks to those who bear his commission to be true and faithful, and to exalt the dignity of his claims. Do not clothe yourself in Christ's righteousness, and trample underfoot his rule of right. That law flashes conviction on every side. Sinners desire to be freed from it, and many who call themselves Christians clothe their sinful, hypocritical souls in the garments of Christ's righteousness, and trample under their feet God's great rule of right. The worship offered to God by this class is similar to Balaam's offering in behalf of Balak. They are equally offensive to God.